I'm Danny Levinson, publisher of ChinaCSR.com, where we talk about corporate social responsibility in China. And this netcast is an interview with Richard Edelman, president and CEO of Edelman, the world's third largest PR agency. Thank you for sitting with us, Richard. How long have you personally been in China?
Kind of an amazing story. 21 years ago, I had my honeymoon here. My wife and I spent our first married night in the Peace Hotel. And you say, how is that possible? Well, I had taken courses from Professor Fairbank at Harvard, and I was obsessed with China. And my wife's best friend was a China tour guide. And so you combine A and B, and you wound up with the newly married Edelmans doing Shanghai, Hangzhou, Beijing, Guilin, Guangdong, Guangzhou, and Hong Kong.
And how long has the company been in China?
The company has been here since 91 when we acquired InterAsia, which was Cirque Dumont, and recently acquired Pegasus a couple of months ago. So now we have 200 people in three cities in China.
How does Edelman service its clients' corporate social responsibility needs?
It starts with intellectual capital, because we have this Asia stakeholder data that indicates what's expected, who's credible as spokespeople, and what kind of institutional trust there is. Then we actually offer advisory work, so we are working in many cases in a strategic sense. Then we also offer execution. So we've done work with Coca-Cola. We've done some work with Starbucks recently, with GE, with Johnson & Johnson on the Family Health Initiative. So we are very keen on this CSR practice.
Okay, so how do you see the approach to corporate social responsibility differing between China and the rest of the world?
Relationships with NGOs and the extent to which there is a partnership between civil society and business is stronger in Europe and the U.S. yet. I think it's coming here. I think, frankly, the NGO movement is fairly young in China. There are now 2,000 NGOs in the environmental area. I think they're starting to move from the sole purpose of advocacy and opposition to also having a wing that does some bit of cooperative consulting, brainstorming. I think the Olympics, in fact, has accelerated that because companies need a solution, NGOs want to change, make change, and it's a coincidence. But interest and the government is behind all of this, particularly in the environmental sphere.
Then how does Edelman, the company, approach corporate social responsibility internally? What sort of initiatives and planning do you have in place?
Well, first is we actually give back to our society. So we have a program called Living in Color. We actually donate 2% of our pre-tax income to nonprofit work for NGOs. An example of that is a group called CAMFED, C-A-M-F-E-D, which does little girls' education. And we just sent 8 of our people to Zambia so that they could see it up front, up close, and then tell the story in local press in Singapore, in New York, in Atlanta, in London, and help that charity raise money. We've also done work for the Global Business Coalition on AIDS, HIV/AIDS. Because our best skill is not hammering nails into buildings, it's helping tell stories for these causes.
So with all of your experience in public relations and government affairs, how does the West still perceive China, and what is changing about that perception?
I think it's seen as a very government-run place. And in fact, for those of us who are here, you see that business actually can be a catalyst for change. But it needs the mandate or cooperation of government, plus the credibility that comes from participation of a NGO. Business can't do it by itself. It needs the other interest groups to cooperate and multiply its power.
So if you had the People's Republic of China as your new client, how would you position it around the world?
Well, first of all, China needs to appear, stories about China appear regularly, but unfortunately the mix of stories is too negative. It's the chemical factory that's leaching copper into the lake, or it's, you know, the difficulties from health, from SARS, or whatever. There needs to be a consistent set of positive stories. Now, how do you do that? Well, I think some of it is the faces of the new companies in China. You know, who's running PetroChina? What's the CSR policy of that company? It's not just the IPO, it's, you know, what are they doing? I think it's also utilizing the cultural figures. I mean, I know you do a really great job with Yao Ming, but, you know, the artists, the dancers, the softer side. And then also, I think it's doing something, as the Shanghai mayor does brilliantly, this IBLAC, the mayor's council, you've got to have a sort of network of pals, your web of trust, and let these credible people speak for you around the world. It shouldn't be just government speaking, it's your buddies. I'm Richard Edelman. I'm president and CEO of Edelman, the third largest PR firm in the world, and I live in New York, and that's it.